Last summer, the N.E. Casey Foundation released its annual report, Kids Count. The broad study looks into social and environmental obstacles that affect children, including teen pregnancy. Texas received the same ranking as last year, number one, for the highest rate of teen pregnancy in the nation. Nearly 7% of births in the state come from teen moms between the ages of 15 and 19, a statistic that sets in motion a number of frightening possibilities.
There is extensive research showing that a woman who has a child in her teens increases the likelihood that that child, when he or she grows up, is also going to parent a child in their teens as well. Not only does it increase the cycle of teen childbearing, but it also continues the cycle of poverty.
Frances DeVinny is the Texas Kids Count Director at the Center for Public Policy Priorities in Austin. The numbers are slightly down from previous years, but she says the state's educational policies could be holding up progress on the issue.
Texas really has a very strong abstinence education program, so some of the decrease that we're seeing may very well be to that abstinence education training. We might see a bigger decline if we also taught students how to properly use contraception if they decide that abstinence is not the route they're going to take.
Several weeks before the National Kids Count Report was released, lawmakers in the State House placed a bill on the general calendar, HB 1842, the Texas Prevention First Act. The legislation sought to expand family planning services to low-income women. San Antonio Democratic Senator Leticia Vandepute supported the Senate version of the bill.
The facts are, when we don't get family planning services to women and to families throughout our state, two things happen. Unplanned pregnancies, which end up costing families and the state and local federal governments more, or the abortion rate goes up.
Many lawmakers were drawn to how much money the bill could potentially save taxpayers. In 2005, over 200,000 births in Texas were paid for by Medicaid. That's 56% of the births that year. Each one of those births cost $8,500, whereas basic family planning services for a year, including pap smears and contraception, costs only $170. San Antonio Republican Senator Jeff Wentworth supported the Senate bill.
According to the Texas Department of Health Services, for every dollar spent on family planning, $3 of taxpayer money is saved in Medicaid costs for prenatal, delivery, and first-year infant care.
But for opponents of the bill, expanding family planning services to prevent unintended pregnancies meant funding organizations that do abortions. Joe Pohman is executive director of the Texas Alliance for Life.
Sending more money to Planned Parenthood is not consistent with our policy in the state of promoting childbirth over abortion, because Planned Parenthood's approach is to promote abortion as a method of birth control.
But Planned Parenthood and NARAL Pro-Choice Texas saw the bill as an opportunity to come together with pro-life organizations and prevent unintended pregnancy. Lori Felker-Jones is with the Texas chapter of NARAL.
I think that it's very important that we take advantage of the opportunities that folks on both sides of the aisle, no matter whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, we should be all able to come together on prevention, because after all of our shared goals are to reduce unintended pregnancies and reduce the number of abortions.
Senator Vandepute says lawmakers and citizens need to take a common sense approach.
For some reason or other, if we promote family planning services and even talk about things that go below the belly button, you know, oh my goodness, we can't talk about contraception, and oh, we can't talk about condoms because somehow that leads to abortion. That's like saying if we talk about sports, that it's going to lead somebody to take steroids.
Only three Republicans added their names to the Texas Prevention First Act as co-authors. Two are from San Antonio: Representative Joe Strauss and Senator Jeff Wentworth. Strauss was not available for comment, but Wentworth says other Republicans may have mistaken the bill as support for the pro-choice movement.
I don't think it is a pro-life or pro-choice issue. This is about preventing disease and unintended pregnancies. And when you do that, you reduce the number of abortions and you save enormous amounts of taxpayers' dollars. So to me, this is not a pro-life or pro-choice issue.
Senator Vandepute applauds the efforts of her Republican colleagues.
Certainly, Joe Strauss and Jeff Wentworth looked at this data and looked at the evidence and the proof of what happened in San Antonio and in their district. They saw if you get family planning services to families and to women, we reduce the number of unwanted pregnancies.
The Texas Prevention First Act was voted out of the State Affairs Committee in the House and placed on the general calendar, but did not come to a vote. The Senate version was left pending in the Health and Human Services Committee. Despite the setbacks, Wentworth says the bills were not ignored, and he's optimistic that maybe more of his Republican colleagues are turning the corner on family planning.
Clearly more time is needed, and hopefully the interim between now and January of 2009 will see people understanding it more and be prepared to join Representative Strauss and me and others.
Tomorrow we explore a public health program designed to help teens make responsible choices about relationships and sex. You can find links to the Texas Prevention First Act and the Kids Count Report on our website, tpr.org. Terry Gilday, Texas Public Radio News.